Plastic Free Newquay was actually set up about 6-7 years ago, and a lot of hard work was put in by volunteers to get the Plastic Free Communities Award for the town. And then in that time, you know, volunteers have moved on, we've had COVID, and there's so much great work still happening in Newquay around working on plastic pollution, as well as Surfers Against Sewage's other aims around water quality. But we're really keen to get Plastic Free Community going again. There's lots of Plastic Free Communities right across Cornwall. A lot of them have got really good foundations because they'd already done a lot of work to get the award, and now we're looking to really kickstart these communities again and start another phase of work.
So what would you require of volunteers and someone who came forward?
Basically, you know, just a love of the ocean helps, but you don't have to have that. It's somebody who kind of cares, somebody who cares about the impact that plastic pollution can have on the environment. And we focus on its impact on the ocean environment, but obviously plastic pollution doesn't just impact on the ocean, it impacts our green spaces, it impacts wildlife, it impacts us as humans, you know, it's in our bodies now. So somebody who kind of cares about that, and somebody who would like to be part of the solution in their community. It's a really positive campaign, you know, and it's about getting out and meeting your community and getting involved with, you know, other organisations, and, you know, you can work with local schools, you can work with your local council. It's getting in touch with businesses and getting them on board, and you're building this really cool community movement, and it's all about collaboration and positive action and positive focus on solutions, because we can beach clean to the end of our days, and that's a massive part of what we do around this, but it's not actually going to stop the plastic getting there. So what we need to do is have these upstream solutions, and as a plastic-free community lead, you will be working on that with a group of other people locally to try and reduce the amount of plastic in your community in the first place. Yeah. Which is really powerful, and we've had leads tell us it's totally, you know, without, you know, being dramatic about it, it has changed their lives. You know, they've met new people, they've found a purpose, they've got to know their community really well, they've seen an impact and a difference in their community. And for those of us who do worry about the environmental picture, it gives you it helps temper that, because you're doing something, you're doing something positive about it, and it helps you channel some of that into, as I say, these positive solutions locally, where we can see an impact and a difference.
And what sort of support do you provide?
Oh, there's lots. So we've got a team at Surfers Against Sewage who support all of our leads, because we've got 650 communities across the country, so you will not be on your own. So we've got a network of leads, and there's support to link you all together. There's toolkits, there's training, we do events where you can come along. We're there to help you in every aspect of this. And this is a campaign that's been running for, you know, almost 8 years now. So we've done a lot of learning as well, so we can bring all of that, and, you know, all of the pitfalls that new volunteers or new communities could come up against, we've kind of seen a lot of it now, so we can help you with that. And if you've got any questions, or you're wondering how do I connect with this person, or, you know, if you feel you don't have enough time at some point to do it, that's absolutely fine. We'll do what we can to support you through it.
And where do people contact?
So if you drop us an email at plasticfreecommunities@sas.org.uk, which is quite a mouthful, so you can do that, or go to the SAS website, which is an easy one, and click on our plastic pollution section. You can get information there, and also our social media. So we're on Instagram and Facebook. If you go to Surfers Against Sewage, you'll be able to contact us through there as well.